It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, September 6th, 2018. Today is the birthday of American historical personality Samuel Bland Arnold, born in 1834. He was involved in the plot to kidnap U.S. President Abraham Lincoln in the spring of 1865, well before there was any real thought of assassination. Arnold and the other conspirators, who included John Wilkes Booth, David Harold, Lewis Powell, also known as Lewis Payne, Michael O'Loughlin, and John Surratt, were to kidnap Lincoln and hold him to exchange for Confederate prisoners in Washington, D.C. This was attempted twice, but failed both times because Lincoln was not where they thought he would be. It was then that arch-plotter John Wilkes Booth turned his thoughts to murder. It was also then that Arnold and O'Loughlin dropped out of the conspiracy. After Booth's April 14, 1865 assassination of Lincoln, Arnold was arrested on suspicion of complicity. He was actually relieved that he was arrested because the testimony of Louis J. Weichmann, one of the chief witnesses and a boarder at Mrs. Surratt's house where the plot was allegedly formed, helped to clear Arnold of direct involvement in the actual murder of the president. Mrs. Surratt, who was accomplice John Surratt's mother, was not so fortunate. Her son fled to safety in Canada, but she was convicted and hanged. Arnold was sentenced to life in prison at Fort Jefferson, along with Dr. Samuel Mudd, who had treated Booth's broken leg after he fled the scene of Lincoln's murder. Michael O'Loughlin and Edmund Spangler were also imprisoned there. In 1869, Arnold, Mudd, and Spangler were released after being pardoned by President Andrew Johnson. O'Loughlin had died in prison in 1867. After Samuel Arnold returned home, he lived quietly out of the public eye for more than 30 years. In 1898, he returned to Fort Jefferson and took photographs of his old prison, but the pictures have not survived. In 1902, he wrote a series of newspaper articles for the Baltimore American describing his experiences at Fort Jefferson. Arnold died 4 years later on September 21, 1906, at age 72. He is buried at Greenmount Cemetery in Baltimore. The only conspirator who survived him was John Surratt, who had returned to the U.S., was released after a mistrial, and lived in disgrace until his own death in 1916. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 6th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.